It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I did like from yesterday?
What's that?
Tua wasn't even close to getting hit.
Nope. No, I thought that looked good. It was a good, I mean, like, look, if you're going to give him one drive, getting that many plays is definitely a good thing, right?
As a man, wait, you know what's amazing? And credit to the offense for a team that was designed on explosiveness.
Yep.
To have that drive where they methodically moved the ball down the field with not a whole lot of mistakes means that offensively they're getting there. Because that's hard to do. There's a rule on defense. If you can get a team to have 10 or more plays on a drive, they'll screw it up before you will.
Well, the Dolphins yesterday, they played to a 24-24 tie. Let's get to...
Sounds funny. I played in a tie in college, and it sucked. No overtime.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Dolphins also, we got apologies. Apologies all around for the Friday practice. Terrell Dodson and Jordan Brooks for their little in-fight scuffle. They're good. Everybody's good.
Yeah, that's they're football, good. Football, man. Like, sports is the only thing in life where you can get in a fist fight with a guy and go have a beer with him afterwards or go eat dinner. I've done it. We squash it, get over it, have some fun because you're on the same team. It's a little bit different now because people are very, very, very petty now.
Yeah, people can hold a grudge. They squashed it in the locker room.
Hold on.
What?
If both parties that are involved in a skirmish get a shot off that's equal, and then you squash the beef, everybody's cool because everybody got
Nobody could take the loss or nobody could take the win.
But we know. Leroy, we know if somebody got manhandled or got the better of the other opponent, that other opponent's not getting that. Yeah, that
no,
they might squash
dude,
it. They may
no,
squash it.
I'm telling you, they squash it.
A la Bobby Portis, Miritich.
Yeah. It's just a practice fight. You ain't even think about who win or lose. It's just a fight.
But the rest of the team know who won that.
No,
fight.
They don't. No, they don't think like that.
Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole to the Wizards.
And I'm telling you, those players remember when they make fun, they crack jokes. Hey, boy, JP, you better not let me get Draymond. And then all of a sudden, it's and he's like there, mean mugging and upset. Yeah.
Basketball's a little bit different because in a lot of cases, you faking tough. You ain't really coming to blows. But in football, a fight just break out and you just deal with it, right? Sometimes it's like, man, I'm sorry, I'm tired, cranky, coach on me. No problem, man. We got it, right? And I was probably more feisty than anybody, but I didn't get in a whole bunch of fights. You know what I mean? And I tell you, all the time. Like, Marco sent that thing about John Randall. podcast. Did y'all see it? Did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. He's disgusting.
And I replied, what part of what I would tell you about John Randall would lead you to believe this is not possible? Right? But guess what? He was being consistent with who he was. And if I have a problem with John Randall, that's a Leroy problem. That ain't a John Randall problem. And so you gotta, you know, even though you might get into to fights or shoving matches or whatever, I understood that. I was good with that. But yeah, you're gonna get into fights. Because here's what happens. A lot of times your coach will yell at you if something don't go right because they're trying to get you in the right position. But you might have a deal, or you might talk something out with one of your players on the team and say, look, I know we're supposed to do it this way, but if I'm guarding, say so on defense, if I'm attached to this guy, just let me stay with him and you just go get my guy, right? Because switching it leaves two guys open. It's just a common sense thing, a big boy football play or decision or whatever, all in the context of getting it done. What if your guy don't follow up? Then you get yelled at because that's your guy, and you looking at him is like, yo, man, what's up? Right?
Well, I guess
then y'all get into it.
Yeah, and I guess what Teron Armstead, who, I mean, this guy has no hobby.
Is he a coach?
I mean, I thought the same thing. I'm like, what? So Teron Armstead went to the joint practice. He's got his podcast that he's doing now, but he explained that the Bears were taking liberties on some of their hits on defense, and that Jordan Brooks, he didn't take too kindly to that, and so he wanted the Dolphins defense to get in on the Bears offense a little bit more, and so Dodson didn't give enough of a hit, and he's like, you know, hey, let's pick it up a little bit, and one thing led to another, and you know,
that's and guess what, you know what that is. That's leading your team. Because guess what? If that was a UD situation and somebody pushed your star and UD ain't on the court and nobody go and defend their guy, UD gonna have some words with him, right?
Oh yeah.
That's right. So that's setting the tone. Setting the tone, not letting your team get pushed around. And that physicality gotta start somewhere. So I 100% agree with what happened, right? And then after it's all said and done, they can have a conversation and move forward, right? That's it.
Did you like
look, we got a standard here. We're trying to do things a certain way. We can't let our guys on the other side of the ball get punked and we don't do nothing.
Well, that's what everybody was saying. Like all people, boots on the ground. Omar Kelly, we had him on Game Day Uncensored yesterday. And he was saying he felt like the Dolphins got jumped basically by the Bears. The Bears were taking liberties, and Tua had one of his worst practices ever. And
the receivers were getting pushed around.
Little extra stuff on Jalen Waddle, which they said he got hurt. Reason why he didn't play yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for the Dolphins standpoint, it's tough because it's like you can't whine about it. You're already looked upon as the soft team.
You got to reply pressure. That's all. And that's why there's going to be guys on the team that are going to lead you down that path. Now, I will say this. When you think about Ben Johnson, right? And you think about where he came from. And you think about the matter in which they did business.
Yep.
That's the first thing he's coming over there with. Biting ankles, what? Biting kneecaps.
Biting kneecaps.
He's coming with that same attitude. So you best believe that once everybody has deemed your team to be soft, the only way you're going to get out of it is having a lot of street fights to let them know you're not tough. That's the only way it's going to happen. And so you're going to have to be the aggressor at times. You're going to have to be the bullies at times so people don't come in there thinking they can push you around. Now, again, goal line short yardage was not good yesterday. And that is the ultimate test of masculinity, right? 22 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, I don't think you can get back at a team that if you feel like they took liberties in a practice, I don't really feel like the first preseason game is the environment to get back at anybody because you're going to play a series.
No, you do it at practice though.
Yeah, but they're not going to practice. They're not practicing again. Who are they going to get their get back on? The Lions this week?
This was happening, and what I'm saying is this was happening in practice.
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks called it out because he saw it happening to his offense. He was like, yo, you see how they bringing it over there? We got to hit them that way, right? So that's going to take a while until that message is clear. And if it means that Jordan Brooks got to fight everybody on defense, if he is the leader, what needs to be done needs to be done. But you ain't going to get tougher letting yourself get punked. You're not going to get tougher getting pushed around. So, and guess what? Every team is looking at the Dolphins thinking,
just
push them around.
So you think that Mike McDaniel's got to go there and he's got to slap Dan Campbell right in the face when he gets to practice this week.
Here, that is the ultimate, by the way,
to
I
be
love
clear,
this game this week.
To be clear, and I'm going to say this, Mike McDaniel doesn't have anything to do with this.
He's got to snuff Dan Campbell.
People think he does. People think that's a reflection of him.
It is, but I would tell you that the players understand the physicality of football. The players understand when you getting pushed around, right? And you make that announcement to the rest of the guys on your side of the ball that say, hey, enough is enough. And that is going to change it. Mike McDaniel can make some changes with, you know, the play calling and situational stuff or whatever. But the mindset and the attitude has to come from the players who are tired of getting punked.
I don't want anything getting proven in the preseason, though. I want everybody safe.
When you going to prove it?
What about
in the regular season?
I don't want it proven
now. Nothing has to be proven right now.
Hey, Vlad, let me tell you why you can't do it in practice.
Joint practice.
Right? I'm going to tell you why.
Why not?
Because you ask a running back or a wide receiver, what is the biggest insult that a guy could do to you after you get tackled? The mush and walking over you, right?
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Right. And a lot of times they'll do that because they think you ain't got nothing to come back with. Oh, you soft. What you gonna do?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to set the tone now.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, every team you play is going to try to push you around.
This is why I respected the way they played yesterday. We all know the game plan was generic and bland, there was a mindset of, like, we're not about to get punked by these guys.
Right.
I did see plenty of linemen get bowled over and Quinn Ewers giving up a fumble.
You're
like, it's not like the Dolphins played the manliest game in the world yesterday.
You're going to get bowled over, but you just can't let them bowl you over and then, like, talk trash to you and, like, do that.
Don't take single plays and make it the whole message, right? So if I'm Mike McDaniel, when we go watch film today or whenever or tomorrow, whenever they watch film, I'm going to take 20 of the most physical plays on both sides of the ball, special teams. And then I'm going to say, this game, I want this to be 30. This game, I want it to be 35.
Okay, but the counterpoint to that would be the Bears didn't play their starters. So, like, you're not really proving anything. You didn't play anybody! Anybody who whooped your ass wasn't there!
What does that mean? You got pushed around by second stringers?
That's the point!
Stop it. Come on, Tobin.
What do you mean? Like, what have you gotten proven? Nothing got proven yesterday.
Okay, so
wait,
this is what
I
want,
Tobin. You're not proving nothing to them. You're proving something to how you're going to do business from now moving forward.
You got to let the league know, Tobin. Listen, do you know what I want this week, Tobin? I want, if there's a fight between the Lions and the Dolphins, I want both coaches to go break it up, and I want Mike McDaniel to jump on Dan Campbell's back and put him in a rear naked choke.
He's going to get spiked into the ground.
A rear naked chokehold. He could get spiked to the ground, but at least his team will see, holy crap, even our coach is fighting. Come on. That's not going to
Well,
I'd rather that than what's
before,
his name?
Before
Teron
it gets
Armstead?
To the coach,
somebody.
Before it gets to the coach, you got to get through everybody on the team. That's the responsibility of other players.
Could you imagine Dan Campbell getting choked out by Mike McDaniel?
I think what Mike McDaniel needs to do is be like, he needs to go, Weave, go get him.
No, come on.
He needs a champion like Game of Thrones.
Nah, Mike McDaniel got to get knocked out. No, I mean, if he's got to fight, I'm just saying, he doesn't got to get knocked out. But if I'm going to believe you, if you're supposed to lead me, I got to see you.
He's going to
get in the fire
as
well.
He's going to get hammer-fisted into the turf.
I don't care. I respected him for getting into the skirmish last week, even though Teron Armstead had to be there. But I respected that.
Why doesn't Teron Armstead have a hobby by now?
Because you know what's happening? This guy's probably feeling the best he's felt in over the last 7 years of his life. He still wants to be involved without being physically involved. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't be shocked in another year you hit Teron Armstead wants to make a comeback.
Oh my goodness. He needs to go have a frozen drink somewhere and just relax.
But come on, can't you see it, bro? Can't you see Mike McDaniel like he starts knowing?
I could see it ending very badly for Mike McDaniel. If you're asking how do I think it goes where he fights Dan Campbell?
Be Jeff Van Gundy versus Alonzo Mourning, or
Benny
he could
said
actually choke him out.
Sometimes you lose a fight, but you gain respect.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not gonna gain respect fighting Dan Campbell.
Damn, what?
He's not gonna get
dude.
Well, wait.
If he doesn't get
Vlad, Vlad. Let's be clear. Okay. You also have to know your limitations.
He grabs the ankle.
So if Mike McDaniel run up in there and get a bap bap, go to sleep.
Right.
Then you ain't did nothing.
Right.
But not okay. No. But if he gets a punch off and he hits. I respect that.
He's not going to get a punch off on the
you
reach.
Don't care.
Dan
I don't
Campbell,
care. If he gets him first, he gets a punch off. Come on.
Oh, so you're saying sucker punching?
No, not sucker punch.
Do you think
Dan
that Mike
Campbell's not going to expect Mike McDaniel to go punch him?
Let me ask you something right now.
So if Dan Campbell gets punched and it's like, and everybody goes, ooh, then Dan Campbell's male ego is going to.
And then he's going to grab Mike McDaniel by the scruff and throw him into a tackle dummy.
Guess what? You attacked first. You hit first.
Isn't that a sucker punch?
It's not a sucker punch.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Mike McDaniel.
Wait. So you think Mike McDaniel. Hold on.
Squared up.
Well, no. I got this. What you're telling me is Mike McDaniel could walk up to Dan Campbell.
I'm not saying that.
Right?
No.
And get a lick in.
Skirmish.
That ain't been sneakily acquired.
Skirmish happens. Hey, get a hold of your team. No, you get a hold of your team. You get a hold of your team. I ain't taking none of this. Blah, blah, blah. Couple cuss words. Boom, boom, boom. Bam. We're not taking that. Snuff him in the face. And then he gets manhandled. But guess what? He was letting you know, we're not soft. We're not taking that. And then he punched him in the face. Now, if he ends up in the, some Detroit hospital, it's bad. But at least you set the tone.
This all I could see. Right? One little move to the side, because you're making it sound like he's coming at him like Sugar Ray Leonard or somebody.
I'm not saying he's going to leak him, like Dan Campbell's
going
to be leaking
way
oil.
The only way McDaniel could hit him is if he snuck him.
I'm like, how much taller is Dan Campbell than Mike McDaniel? He's got
a foot.
What he's going to have to do is he's going to have to take him down with a shin kick.
I did forget about that.
He's going to have to shin kick him him in the face.
Wait, or he's going to go to swing and we're going to do like we do our kids.
Dan Campbell's really quite taller than Mike looking at the measurements.
Oh, man. We'll take a break here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Back with more after this.